resurrects Lazarus. There was a sick man named Lazarus who was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. When Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary remained sitting in the house. And she said to Jesus,
"If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you."
Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha replied,
"I know that he will rise in the resurrection at the last day."
But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. Whoever believes in me, though he die, shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha then answered,
"Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who is coming into the world."
After that, Martha went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying,
"The Master is here and he's calling for you."
As soon as Mary heard this, she rose and went to him. Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. As for Mary, when she came to the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said,
"Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also who had come with her, he was moved in the depths of his spirit and troubled. Then he asked, "Where have you laid him?" They answered, "Lord, come and see." Jesus ordered, "Take the stone away." Martha said to him,
"Lord, by now he will smell, for this is the fourth day."
Jesus replied, "Have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. Jesus lifted up his eyes and cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." So the chief priests and the Pharisees called the Sanhedrin council. They said, "What are we to do? For this man keeps on giving miraculous signs." Because of this, Jesus no longer moved about freely among the Jews. He withdrew instead to the country near the wilderness and stayed with his disciples in a town called Ephraim.